the Notre Dame fight song. Ay, ay, ay. Big game between the Badgers and the Fighting Irish coming up on Saturday. They were supposed to play at Lambeau Field last year. That did not happen. They will have that game in a couple of years. This year, they have the Soldier Field game, and it is going to be the center of the college football universe. Pretty much everyone with a pregame show will be there, and it will be exciting. And the Badgers come into this game as, I saw, a six-point favorite. Don Wachilis of the College Sports Show, which you can find on this station on Thursday nights live. And if you don't catch it live, do go back and check out the podcast on the Odyssey app. This is going to be a big game. It'd be better if the Badgers were undefeated, of course. Although Penn State doesn't look like a terrible loss in any way. But this is a big one. I'm kind of surprised the Badgers are favored. I know Notre Dame's been struggling a little bit, but either way, should be entertaining come Saturday.
Yeah, it should be entertaining. Bark, good morning. I was really surprised when I saw the line. I saw the line at 5.5 in favor of the Badgers. And the Badgers so far this season, though, okay, they had a nice win in that non-conference game the last time out, and they're getting a week to prep. I can understand where the guys in the desert are going, because the Irish, they're undefeated, but really haven't done anything to stand out and be what they hope to be, which is a college playoff contender.
I feel like this is the Irish that we know, though. They always, like, they win these games, and, you know, it's like, oh, they play Toledo. They should win by 30, and then they win by 7. That's what they've been doing the last 10 years, the Irish.
Yeah, and they find a way to have a record that is noteworthy when we get down to the playoff committee trying to figure out who the Final Four is. And then once the Final Four is picked, if they're part of it, then they just kind of stink to join up.
Yeah, they do. They get waxed a lot, but we'll see what happens this year. So it's a six-point spread at this point. Last I saw, 5.5, somewhere in there. And it's Graham Mertz, really, against Jack Cohn. I mean, it's not, but it is. The thing about this is, like, Jack Cohn, people liked him here. It was Graham Mertz time. And so it's not like, oh, Jack Cohn wants bitter revenge. I think Jack Cohn is, he was a likable guy. He had some big games here. And I feel like a lot of Badger fans are rooting for him to still succeed. So it's not like it's not Catholics versus convicts type of attitude coming into this game. But it will be interesting to see how Mertz does and how Cohn does. And I do wonder if any of the, like, is it just, can they make it so it's just a football game for these two, or is it impossible to not separate the history between them?
I think there'll be a little bit of history, but I think the issue will be is Fox and NBC and everybody else will try and make more of it than really what it is. Like you said, Jack Cohn, very likable guy, did a great job when he was with the Badgers. Saw the writing on the wall as far as how they were going to go with Graham Mertz and decided to use the portal and get one more season in. And fortunately for him, he fell in the lap of Notre Dame. You know, Cohn's a game manager, and that's exactly what he's doing at Notre Dame. It's exactly what he did for the Badgers because we had such a profound running attack. Graham Mertz, with the way the running attack is, everybody's still trying to establish whether or not we're going to just be a ground and pound team, or can we mix it up and do the 50-50 thing. It'll be interesting to see, but I really hope they don't try and overhype something that really isn't there. This should be about Wisconsin, Notre Dame being in Soldier Field, and hopefully we get a good college football game out of it.
How do you think, outside of the quarterbacks, how do you think they match up with Notre Dame? The defense looks fine. They did well against Penn State, and then obviously the 7 points. Badgers, of course, had the week off. The running game, I think, is there. I'm trying to deflect away from Mertz, but it really, I think, might come down to Mertz.
It could. I think defensively that will give the Badgers the upper hand going into Saturday. I think the fact that they've played well so far this year, they've played Jim Leonard defensive football. And quite honestly, the entire defense, along with Jim Leonard, knows every single tendency that Jack Cohn has. So you can scheme and game plan, but in the midst of the hurricane, you kind of fall back to your tendencies. And everybody within the Badger organization knows exactly what Jack Cohn does. The running game for Wisconsin has been picking up. It seems like we're going to have a three-headed monster there. And if the running game is there, I would favor the Badgers running away with it. And then, as you said, it does fall down to Graham Mertz. Graham Mertz is going to have to just find a rhythm again, which seemingly he has lost after those first two games last year. If we can get Graham Mertz going again and find that rhythm, then this team has a chance to really, you know, make a move as we make our way towards the end of the season.
It's a good weekend of college football, an interesting weekend. You had the big game was Alabama, Florida. Alabama gets by the Gators there, two good teams matching up. I thought Alabama would cover, just that's something they seem to do, but that was a close game. Some of these other teams that did not cover, like the powerhouses, Oklahoma having to struggle to get by Nebraska. And then Ohio State, okay, sure, they win by 21, but they didn't win by 21. That game was in question most of the time.
Yeah.
What is going on with Ohio State?
Well, I think what's going on with Ohio State is what's going on with a lot of teams within college football, Bart, and that's you're seeing a lot of kids who have transferred, you know, through the portal. And with COVID last year, you're having a lot of, you know, I've heard sixth-year seniors, super seniors, however you want to phrase it. So you've got some teams that normally maybe wouldn't be able to hang with Ohio State, like what we saw this past weekend, and are able to because you've got some kids now. Well, they're not kids. They're young men who have stuck around and are getting that extra year. And so it almost seems as if those games that we figure, oh, we'll just pencil this in. We know exactly what's going to happen. That isn't happening this year. It feels like the old college football landscape has been flipped a little bit, which is fun because you have a team like Oklahoma, which should have absolutely annihilated Nebraska, and they win, but it was closer than I think anyone anticipated.
You didn't make it up for the Hawaii game, did you? That started at 11:30 our time. You didn't make it up for that one, did you?
No, I did not make it up for the Hawaii game. I did not. You know what, though? I did last long enough to see Fresno State beat UCLA.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And that was pretty entertaining as well. That was one of those where I kept waiting for UCLA to start running away with it so I could call it a night, and then Fresno State just kept hanging in there. So that was an entertaining one to see.
Don, closer to home, who are some college teams that we should be paying attention to? I know you guys do a lot with the D3 schools around here.
Yeah, well, one, let's give a shout-out to Carroll, new head coach. I can't say the last name, so I'm just going to call him Coach Bud. Coach Bud part two.
We have another Coach Bud?
We have another Coach Bud, sir. So Carroll's off to a
Can this
a
one
nice
make
start.
Adjustments?
Apparently they have.
Oh, good.
They've won two games now. So give a shout-out to Carroll. But then when we look at the WEAC, Bart, it's Whitewater, Oshkosh, and now LaCrosse all playing really well. And so they have the week off this week. It's their bye week. And then starting next week, they get into conference play. And I like to call the WEAC the SEC of Division III because we always end up with at least one, if not two teams, making it deep into that playoff run trying to get a national championship.
What have you been to LaCrosse recently? We're both alums.
I have. I was up there just, I think, 2 weeks ago.
God, it's so, like, different.
Yeah. Listen, and it's completely different from when I was there to even when you were there.
I so know.
It is. It's completely different, but it's wonderful to see how it's grown and to see everything that they're doing. And we had the coach on last week on our show, and what I told him was that it was great to be up there again, and you hear people talking about the LaCrosse football team. There's a little bit of a buzz in that city with the kind of success they've had here very, very early on. But it's just fun to see the way that town rallies around the university, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm all about the development in LaCrosse. I was sad to see Coat Field as a dorm on it now because that's where we used to play a lot of 11-on-11 football in the snow. We had some good times on that field, so that was a bummer.
There's a lot that's been built on. I always shed a tear when I drive down Vine. My house is now a parking lot.
Really?
Yeah, Oh my goodness! And then you know you've got to put the song on Save Parrot. They put up a parking lot. You know you got to play that while you're driving by. So.
Okay, I know no one cares, but like Vine and what? We're on Vine. Because I lived on 8th and Vine.
I was on 9th and Vine.
So by the dry cleaner.
Just up the street. Just up the street.
We had a volleyball court in our yard.
We had things in our yard. We had things in our yard.
People passed out.
Grab a pillow and go where you can go.
All right. Well, I could do this for another 30 minutes, but I will let you go, Don. Thank you for your time as always. Catch him on Thursday night, the College Sports Show, Don Wachilis.
Bart, appreciate you, bud. Take care.
Thanks, Don. Yeah, that dry cleaner. That was a big spot. Ninth and Vine. Don joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.